Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. His mercy endureth forever. God spake these words and said, I am the Lord thy God who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods but me. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not make to thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor worship them. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Lord, have mercy upon us, and incline our hearts to keep this law. Remember that thou keepest holy the Sabbath day. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Honor thy father and thy mother. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt do no murder. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not steal. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law. Thou shalt not covet. Lord, have mercy upon us and write all these laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of thy Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in thy will and walk in thy ways to the glory of thy name. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread, which giveth life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, the Israelites set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 107. Let us read together. Give thanks to the Lord
for his good,
and his mercy
endures forever.
Let all those whom the Lord has redeemed proclaim that he redeemed them from the hand of the foe. He gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were fools and took to rebellious ways. They were afflicted because of their sins. They abhorred all manner of food and drew near to death's door. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them and saved them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and the wonders he does for his children. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and tell of his acts with shouts of joy. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Ephesians. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses. And we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. Be to thee, O Christ. For by grace you have been saved. Key words after removing the grammatical connective tissue are grace and saved. And we make hay out of those two, loading them up with all kinds of cosmic, theological, theoretical burdens until we nearly crush the meaning out of them. Add through faith, and we can make a real mess of it. Grace is grace. No gift, no strings, no footnotes, or pure gift, that is. No strings, no footnotes, no codicils, no bait and switch, no lost leaders. God loves us, and that love saves us, full stop. Well, then there is that saves word, isn't there? Saves us from. And here comes a whole bunch, a boatload of more theory, theology, qualification, and definition. If the verb save is problematic, try the churchier sounding noun, salvation. Salvation from what? And that ushers in the landslide of theory, philosophy, and on and on. Lately, i.e., the last few years, I've found saved from ourselves to work just about as well as anything. God's grace saves me from myself, from my worst, and from my best plans and schemes and expectations. Saves me from my screwed up notion that I am in full charge of my life. The final kicker in this succinct declaration by Paul is through faith. Whoa. Now we're really off to the races. There are over 4,000, according to Wikipedia, recognized religions and spiritual traditions in the world. Each one, think about this, with at least some nuance between it and the closest one to it. In the family and part of the world in which I grew up, I found myself in the Methodist brand of the Christian religion. When my wife and I were 21, we made what seemed like the Grand Canyon style leap to the Episcopal Church. And it was important to us to do that. And it continues to be important to me to identify myself in that way. The Blessed Sacrament is more important to me than ever, even though, like all of you, I've been separated from the physical act of communion for the better part of a year. Still, in the grand scheme of worldwide faiths and religions, objectively, the differences between this and the church of my childhood would seem negligible. My point, maybe you're surprised to hear I have one, is that this arises from Paul's straightforward statement, by grace you have been saved through faith. Well, even grace taken by itself might not be so simple as it first appears, that freely given, unearned gift. And this morning, at least, I'm taking faith to mean acceptance of grace. But it's just not as simple as we might think, simple as I've even suggested it might be. There's a dog story here. I've been wondering how to shoehorn it into this sermon, and it just presented itself to me as I was doing this. Grace? Maybe. Well, let's start with the content of grace and take that to be love. I could say God's love, but that might cloud the issue just now. Let's try out the notion that all love, true, selfless, unfettered love, is divine. Now, that might seem to fly in the face of C.S. Lewis and the Four Loves, but maybe not if I stipulate that I'm talking about that highest form in his hierarchy, agape, God's love for us. So, all real love is divine in nature, or at least suffused with God's love. And that love is the nature of grace. Okay, the dog story. Last week we had a new puppy for about 3 days. I cannot adequately explain nor describe what happened to me, in me, in that brief period, beyond saying that I experienced Zelda as pure joy. We had to return her to the shelter because she simply didn't work out for our family. I was knee-deep in telephone numbers of people who could train her or train us and talk with a few of them, but I was whistling in the dark. In her enthusiastic and physically large puppiness, she was too much for our 11-year-old dachshund and for at least one member of our family. I took her back to the shelter, crying all the way there and cussing all the way back. That's the dog story. Here's the grace story. One I must hold on to. The depth and breadth and height of feeling I experienced looking into that rambunctious puppy's eyes and holding her was something way beyond this one dog. It tapped into depth and expansiveness of feeling I hadn't encountered for a long time. It reminded me of aspects of myself I'd hidden from myself for ages. And that encounter was, and as long as I keep it alive in me, is grace. And grace, as I suggested before launching into the dog story, isn't all one monumental submersion in sublime happiness. Experiencing my irrational and disproportionate sadness is also grace. It is knowing that God opens me up in unexpected ways, if I allow that to happen, aided sometimes by friends, by strangers, even by a furry interloper into my life. To experience the full range of God-given emotions is grace, the grace that can save me from myself and my inclination to keep myself from feeling anything too much. Faith, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, strikes me at this moment as accepting that grace and trusting that God is with us every step of the way, even quickening our pace and lengthening our stride in ways we could never do by ourselves. For by grace you have been saved through faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To continue with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The prayers of the people. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, Michael, our priest, and Jeannie, our missionary, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Joseph, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Karen, Leslie, Cheryl, Bobby, Marianne, Winifred, Amanda, Alan, James, Victoria, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Donna, June, Molly, George, Joe, Cecile, the women in the Hutto facility, Kenyon, Sarah, Lynn, Carol, Tyler, Merle, Cherise, Miranda, Caitlin, Diane, Jill, Melissa, Ann, Jenny, Lindsay, Ellie, Tom, Shelley, Carol, Gail, Roshunda, Carolyn, Virginia, Dallas, Charles, Patty, Alice, Glenda, Lee, Greg, Jackie, Donald, RG, Robin, Barbara, Mary, Brooks, Ed, the Degater family, William, the Bailey family, Sid and his family, Betty, Bonnie and Ed, Sherry, Norman, and Joe. And with these thy servants who serve in the military, Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Jonathan, Jared, Chris, Brian, John Wesley, and all in harm's way. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
And with all who travel this week, and with all who mourn the deaths of their loved ones, and we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, especially Colleen Collier, Andy Collin, Mae Gibson, Everett Holbrook, and all who have died from the coronavirus, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray in thanksgiving, especially with those celebrating anniversaries and birthdays this week. Elizabeth and Bill Drake, Kristen and George Picken, and Victoria Bailey.
At this time, I invite your further prayers, petitions, intercessions, and thanksgivings, either aloud, unmuting yourself, or silently.
For Hayes, Charles McGinty.
Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, please, all of you, unmute yourselves. I'll give you a moment. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with thy spirit.
Peace be with you all.
Peace. Love you.
Love you all. Wonderful to see you all. And we'll be seeing each other in person before too long. And we're all looking forward to that. And now this solemn prayer, and then Otis is going to mute us all. We'll sing our final hymn, and then we'll break out coffee. Yeah, here we are. Let us pray.
Bobby's hair has gotten long too.
Mm-hmm. That's the screen.
There we go. Look down in mercy, Lord, on your people here before you, and grant that those whom you have nourished by your word and sacrament may bring forth fruit worthy of repentance through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, please unmute yourselves one more time. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for all of you, for Linda and Jim guiding us through all this today.